Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty. And I'm looking forward to tonight's guest, James. He is an author of a book, How to Manifest Money with Your Thinking. And unfortunately, I am on the road. We were trying to race back from Boston, and of course, the iPhone is not cooperating with Blog Talk once again. So, let's see if I can get him on the air before I get back on the call. The number here is 347-205-9443. And Blog Talk, you really need to get it together, folks. Drives me crazy. So I see that he's on. Now I have to try to figure out how to unmute him. I'm working on it, James. Well, while I try to figure this out, we'll go to a commercial break.
Sponsor Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Call 941-275-1920 for more information. Rusty is an author, single mother, life coach, motivational speaker, and international radio talk show host. Rusty comes from a background of severe poverty, abuse, and has recreated her life after a messy divorce. Rusty is well known for her sense of humor, determination, and compassion. She offers a series of talks to help inspire, motivate, and challenge the audience to start living and thriving. Rusty is deeply committed to motherhood and her work inspiring others. Her book, Having Tea with My Skeletons, A Journey of Inspiration and Survival, is in the editing process. Two dates to be announced. Do you want to sponsor as low as $50 per show? Call 941-275-1920 for more information.
Yay! Welcome to Living and Thriving. We're going to do a take two. I finally have hit the unmute button, so you are free and clear to tell us who you are and what you do, James.
Hello. I am James Goy, Jr., and I'm the author of How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. And I'm passionate about my subject. I love teaching people how to do this.
Well, you definitely have to teach me because for whatever reason, my manifestation abilities have definitely digressed. So, is this something that you've always done?
Well, I first, I came to California from New Jersey as a young man more than 30 years ago. And within the first couple of years or whatever it was, I started finding my first books on these types of subjects, mind power, law of attraction, they call it today, spirituality, manifesting. And so since then, I certainly have been using what I've been learning, and I've been teaching it on and off over the years, even many years ago, even just a few years into my own studies or less, I was going around teaching this type of thing. And but everyone does have their ups and downs. But if you stick with it, you find that you know your downs are like other people's ups. Because, you know, the universe does have a quote-unquote mind of its own. I mean, there are things such as divine timing and divine order in play. Sometimes we're kept from having what we'd like to have, you know, when we'd like to have it, simply because it's not the best thing for us at the time. But overall, the proper mindset will definitely bring you, you know, make a person more prosperous in dollars and cents. I mean, this can be you know, seen and in your bank account, in your wallet, in your purse.
So let's backtrack and take a few steps back. You know, what does a Jersey boy know about manifestation? Like, how was that seed even planted in your life? I'm from Miami, and
Right.
It never came to me until I moved up here. So,
Yeah, you know, the seed was never planted. It was never planted until I found my first book. And, you know, my one of my first books, I don't know if it was the first one, but it was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, you know, which is a classic in this genre. And so I think I always knew, like I always had this feeling that there was something, some big secret I didn't know. Even as a child, it's like I felt like, you know, there's something right there that I just can't touch and nobody else seems to see it, but I know it's there, but I don't know what it is. And so I'd always, even when I was a young, even in grammar school, you know, when they would have the book club, you know, and you'd pick out a book to read, and I was always picking out the ones about ghosts or about, you know, just, you know, spiritual matters or things that were kind of out there. So I was always seeking, but until I found this science or whatever you want to call it, I never really knew what exactly I was looking for. I just knew there was something there, though.
So are you telling me that I'm not the only third grader that read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I doubt that you are, since it's a popular book. You know, I think that, you know, we come in just with certain proclivities or yearnings and certainly certain you know, abilities and leanings and things like that. I mean, I started at a young age, like I wasn't a good student particularly, and I didn't particularly care about any subjects such as English over any other. And I never had any encouragement to write or anything like that. But I remember sitting down, and as a young child, I just started writing poetry out of the blue. And then I even sat down and tried to write a novel one time, not even knowing what a novel was really, never having read one. You know, it was just something in me that was trying to push its way out. And, of course, it would be years before it finally came out, and I knew what it was. But I think we all come in knowing a lot more than we know. And we just have to find our way, you know, be guided to what it is we need to do and have and be and all of that.
So why don't you guide us a little bit in your process of manifestation or creating abundance in your life? Give us, you know, the top three things that we can start doing today to really encourage changing our way of thinking.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's call number one to make this a priority. To many people, mind power or law of attraction, whatever, it's kind of like a hobby to them. And they have, you know, anybody who uses the principles and the techniques will have some results. But if you really want to have real results on an ongoing basis, if you're going to be motivated to do the study and, you know, to apply what you learn and to learn your lessons and then to, you know, study and apply and observe and your results and then to really get into this process, make this a priority. You know, money is one of the most important things in modern society. Every other area of life can be improved if you have more money or improved finances. So make this a priority. Number two, realize that everything that you already have in front of you, everything that you have or don't have, the finances you have or don't have, everything, relationships, your home, your job, you've created it all. People are surprised to hear that everybody's already using mind power. They're already affirming things to themselves. They're already visualizing either positive or negative outcomes. They're already verbalizing and speaking into existence things. And so realize that you're already doing it. And all you need really is to be guided and instructed on the process itself so that you can start using it. People, you know, when I say you, I mean everybody listening, you can start using it for what you want and start attracting more of what you want, less of what you don't want. And in the case of what I'm teaching specifically, although these principles and techniques can be used in all areas of life, is to attract more abundance, financial and in all ways, and to attract less situations that would cause you lack and loss and things of that nature. And number three, just for tools that people can start to use today, one of the easiest one ones, and I've already touched on it a little, is stop speaking into existence things that you don't want to come about. This is so, just central, and it's such an easy thing that anyone can do. In Chapter 8 in my book, which is Speak As If, which basically is a technique that I call Speak As If, and it's basically this: always strive to speak as if those things you want to come about for your finances, or indeed any area of your life, either are now or will be reality. If people will do this one simple thing, stop saying, I can't do this, I'm not going to have my rent, I'm probably going to lose my job, I don't think I'll get that permission. Stop that and start speaking into, and things like, I'm no good with money. No. Money has a way of flowing to me. Everything always works out for the best. You know, I'm always in the right job for me at the right time. Here's a quote that I have in the book from Julia Seton from The Science of Success, first published in 1914. And she wrote, "If we listen to the words of the failure multitude, we will soon learn that by their words they are justified and condemned." Well, what is she saying? We're speaking our circumstances into existence. Here's another one, Georgiana Tree West, Prosperity's Ten Commandments, 1944. The law of mind goes into operation through words. And here's a good one, Walter DeVoe, Mystic Words of Mighty Power, 1905. Thoughts are living things, and spoken words give to thoughts a body of physical vibrations, which makes them still stronger. So the power is thought, but our words carry our thought. And remember, when we speak words, they go out of our mouth, but they go right back in our own ears. So it not only exposes how we think, but it reinforces how we think. And so with those three things there, making this a priority, realizing you're already using mind power all the time, and beginning to speak differently, that is a huge leap. It will put you head and shoulders ahead of the pack starting right now, even before this interview is over. If you say something to your wife or husband, start to speak as if the things you want are or will be reality.
So one of the things that I've always pondered, now, I grew up in severe poverty. I grew up in a household of fear-based everything. I mean, everything was just scary as hell to everybody that lived in the house. But I find that I'm not alone in the sense of that whole generation. My whole generation was really, really spurred from this not enough mentality. How do you unprogram or, you know, disable this very ingrained thinking quickly?
Well, the thing is, yes, realize that it is deeply ingrained. But also, and here is a crucial thing for people to understand, is that that programming is being reinforced very strongly every single day. Just listen. Just open your eyes and open your ears, and people, see what your family members are saying about finances, about money, about the economy, about the IRS, about corporations, what the media is saying, your coworkers, your friends. We have to understand that our negative programming, which we all have to different degrees, is being reinforced every day. So one of the simplest things that we can do is that we can begin to limit the access of the negative to us. In other words, for instance, I stopped watching television. I don't think it's 2 years yet, but it's a long time. It transformed my life. And I originally did it because of the negative news and because of the time it took, but it just, there were so many other benefits. But so that's one thing. But also, people say, well, how can I overcome this? The way to overcome any negative thing is not really to fight that thing, but to replace it with the thing that you do want. In other words, if you feed your mind through, you know, things like I teach and other people teach, books, there's free videos on YouTube, there's all kinds of ways to access this information. There's there's, you know, chat rooms and forums and groups on Facebook, and it just goes on and on and on. But the point is to start programming in what you choose to have in, and it will displace the negative stuff. In other words, you cannot think equally abundantly and, you know, like, let's say, pessimistically and optimistically at the same moment, at the same time, about the same subject. You just can't do it. So if you're thinking positively about money, you're not thinking negatively about money. So start to limit the access of the negative and start to seek out and soak your mind in and expose yourself to the positive. And how we habitually think is how we will habitually think. And that's our problem up to this point. But now it's going to be our great blessing, because the more we think positive, the more we think abundance and possibilities, the more we will tend to think that way. We will start to become accustomed to that. It will at some point tip the scales, and we will be thinking 50% or more of the time positively, whereas most people, in my estimation, are 90 to 95% of the time, you know, pessimistically and lack-oriented.
Well, and I have to echo your sentiment about the television, because I was never a huge TV fan anyway, but when I walked out and started our lives over again, I don't have TV, and I haven't had TV in 4 years. And it's been amazing. Not only do I get more accomplished, I get to spend more time with my daughter, I get more art time, but I just genuinely wake up a lot healthier. Just physically, emotionally, mentally healthier, because I'm not dragged down with the constant stuff, garbage that's on it. It's, you know, it's pretty much a brain sucker.
Well, here's something that people always find fascinating, because they never really thought about it. But what was the catalyst to finally get me off the TV, even though I'd been trying to get off? And indeed, in the past, I've actually gotten rid of my TV and gone months on end, probably more than a year. But then, you know, it comes back in. But I read an article, and it said the average American watches 4 hours of television a day, 7 days a week, if you average it all out. 4 hours, 7 days a week. And I got out my calculator. And if we want to really understand the problem of not, you know, being able to strive and to grow into our dreams and our vision for ourselves and the finances we want, 4 hours a day, 7 days a week adds up to over 8 months of 40-hour weeks. So the average American, it's like they're going to work for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for more than 8 months. And I said to myself, my God, what if I take that time back? And I wasn't 4 hours a day, but sometimes I was. Probably more sometimes. But even 2 hours a day, that's more than 4 months of 40-hour weeks. That is a massive amount of time that if you take it and put it towards positive things, your own health, your own learning, your own growing, and your own, you know, projects and things, it can transform your life.
Well, and I interestingly enough, we just left the Boston Science Museum, and we went to Mayan exhibit, and we were looking at the massive cities and mountains and temples that the Mayans created. And I looked at my 9-year-old daughter and I said, could you imagine creating this Goliath of a city without cell phones, without tape measures, without proper hammers, without nails, without cranes, without all these things we so much take for granted now? I mean, we would not be able to do that the way they things, I don't think anybody here on this planet would be capable of doing, because we're skilled in a different way. But my point is, evolutionary-wise, I think we've really declined in our abilities because we've become very distracted with garbage. Does that make sense?
Right, definitely. We are so unworthy and unable to handle the technology and the power that we've gained through you know, scientific endeavor and invention and all of that. I mean, it's like really sharp knives given to babies. And if you look at the planet, and if you look at how all of these technologies, yes, there's good in everything, but they're being misused. We're destroying our lives. People are stressed out. You know, adrenal, you know, burnout is almost a common thing now among people, where they're just, they're so burnt out from the constant stress. The planet is being destroyed. So we have wonderful tools at our disposal, just like the average person has mind power at their disposal, and they are using mind power, but we're using all of these things, technology included, in destructive ways, you know, way more than is good for our own good. And it's just because we have not grown and matured along with our technological advances. We haven't grown to that degree.
Well, I find it fascinating that if we actually spent that 40 hours for the 6 months or whatever the math turned out to be, and, you know, just listened to Tibetan music or just, you know, did artwork or something specific, we utilized the time in a creative, liberating way instead of drowning ourselves with surreal nonsense. Just imagine how evolved we would be as a person. It's astronomically overwhelming to think about how peaceful we would be if we took that time and condensed it into something that was very self-healing.
Right, right. And growth in any area of life leads to growth and fosters growth in other areas. So if we become more calm and focused in just with our time, then we are going to become more calm and focused with our family, with our health, with our, you know, whether it's art or you like to write or you're into music, you will become, whatever it is you're becoming, it will filter out into all areas of your life. And that's one of the great powers of you know, approaching metaphysics the way I do, because it, you know, has very practical results in the moment for the thing it's focused on, but it also has a far-reaching overall improving effect on our entire lives, because our lives are not in little compartments that are sealed off. It's not, this is family, this is business, this is financial, this is personal, this is health, but they all overlap each other, and we're really more of a whole being than a collection of different parts, and our life is one unit and one expression. And so any improvement in any area leads to improvement in all areas of life.
So would it be safe to recommend to the audience, based on your book and your philosophy, an hour a night of pure self-time? I call it meditation time or art time, but something that has to do with aligning your thinking and your doing with what you're trying to manifest.
Well, I love the concept of the time, and some people actually advocate the mornings for that, others for nighttime, but some people are morning people, some people are night people. And so I do like the idea of the time, though, but definitely the first few minutes every morning and the last few minutes when you're in bed and you're just about going to sleep should be of a very positive nature, spiritual and you know, goal-oriented or whatever. But just, you know, think about it. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, and if people could just find one of those hours, like you're talking about, to put it on something, you know, positive and growth-oriented and just, you know, something to feed your soul and to help you grow, an hour a day will really add up. It's 365 hours a year. That's a lot of time to be focused on improvement.
All right. So you have about to the show, and the major question that I ask all my guests is, what is that you want to have people take away from today, and how do we reach you if we want to reach you, ask you more questions?
Okay, well, you know, I want people to take away from today that mind power, what I call mind power, other people might call it other things, it really works. You're already using it. And people, you know, most people who are would be listening to this interview, for instance, already know that and believe it. But here's what not everyone really knows and believes, and that is that they can do it. This is not just for other people. Anyone listening to this interview that can understand the conversation and follow it can do this. And if people want to get in touch with me, my website is jamesgoijr.com. And, by the way, my book, How to Attract Money Using Mind Power, is in print, and it's also an Amazon Kindle book. But I also routinely give away free PDF copies of to anyone in the world who writes me and just says, hey, can I have a PDF copy? I'll send it to them. They don't even have to log, you know, sign into my Mind Power and Money e-zine, which is a free e-zine, that, which they're welcome to do also. But I routinely give away the book to anyone who asks in PDF format. And, of course, I love people to join me on Twitter and Facebook and all of that good stuff.
How do we reach you?
Okay, I'll repeat my website again, jamesgoijr.com, and of course I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and all of that. Anyone who's on there can just look up my name, James Goy Jr., and I will pop up everywhere.
Well, I have to say I'm so grateful that we were able to connect, and I'm grateful that you were able to be spontaneously driven to come on Living and Thriving, even through driving from Boston to the Seacoast area of New Hampshire. It's been quite a delight to learn a little bit more about you and what you're able to bring to the world. So I'm grateful for you and your work. Thank you.
And thank you, too. It's been a great pleasure being on with you.
It's awesome. I will see you.
You're breaking up. I don't know if you had asked me a question or...
Can you hear me a little better now?
A little bit. I heard what you said. Can you hear me a little better now? It's not very strong, but I can hear it.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I will see you on Facebook.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, see you soon.
All right, there. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we just had James Goy Jr. on, and how cool is that? He's totally into... the same thing that I am, but he just seems to have mastered it a little faster than I have because I've fallen off my manifestation path. So I'm looking forward to reading his book and getting back on track and spending the hour of time genuinely looking into what it is that I want to create for myself and my daughter and staying focused on that aspect rather than all of the other stuff that seems to come our way. Wednesday, I have Tia Johnson on. I'm really looking forward to talking to her and about her book. And I'm actually going to be a co-author of her new book. So that's going to be a great conversation. And talking about manifestations, there will be 5 books this year. I'm so excited and so humbled, and I can't wait for you all to get your hands on them, to read them, because they're just beautiful, beautiful stories. Women and power and survival and inspiration and, you know, doing a good thing for the right reasons. So until then, know that I love you. Know that I think you're beautiful. Know that I think you're amazing. Turn off television and do something fun. And definitely go out and smile. It's the best contagion in the world. Oh, it's not about Swedish.